WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. It's the modern workplace jungle out there, folks. We're bombarded with pressure, expectations, and constant demands, which can feel like a never-ending roller coaster of stress. But guess what? You don't have to be a victim of this chaos. Today, we're diving deep into how to build resilience in those high-stress work environments. Because trust me, you're tougher than you think. First things first, let's talk about understanding what resilience actually is. It's not about being invincible or pretending everything's peachy when it's not. It's about having the mental and emotional strength to bounce back from adversity, learn from challenges, and keep moving forward even when things get tough. Think of it as your internal superpower, something you can cultivate and strengthen over time. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a resilience rockstar in the workplace. Number 1. Control what you can control. We can't always control the external factors like crazy deadlines or demanding clients, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of getting bogged down by things outside your sphere of influence, focus on managing your own time, setting boundaries, and prioritizing tasks effectively. Remember, it's all about what you bring to the table, not necessarily what's thrown at you. Number 2. Cultivate a growth mindset. Ever heard that phrase? Failure is just feedback. That's exactly what resilience is all about, embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of seeing setbacks as roadblocks, view them as stepping stones to success. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and improve. Number 3. Practice self-care like a boss. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? It's the same with your mind and body. Taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's a necessity for building resilience. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's hitting the gym, catching up with friends, or simply taking a walk in nature. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Number 4. Find your tribe. Having a strong support system of friends, family, or colleagues who understand what you're going through can make all the difference. Don't be afraid to lean on them for encouragement, advice, or just a listening ear. Sometimes, just sharing your burdens can lighten the load. Number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to appreciate our accomplishments. Take time to acknowledge your progress and celebrate your successes. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about continually striving for improvement and celebrating the journey along the way. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's a marketing manager juggling multiple projects, tight deadlines, and demanding clients. Her inbox is constantly buzzing, her phone never stops ringing, and she feels like she's running on fumes. But Sarah knows that stress doesn't have to rule her life. She starts implementing these resilience tips. She prioritizes tasks, breaks down overwhelming projects into manageable steps, takes regular breaks to recharge, and connects with supportive colleagues for encouragement. Slowly but surely, Sarah's perspective shifts. She learns to manage her time effectively, focus on what she can control, and view challenges as opportunities for growth. She celebrates small victories, cultivates a positive mindset, and remembers that it's okay to ask for help when she needs it. As a result, Sarah not only handles the stress better but also becomes a more efficient, confident, and resilient leader. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to build your resilience in those high-pressure work environments. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more empowered, less overwhelmed, and ready to tackle anything that comes your way. Now, go out there and rock your workday. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of resilience in their lives. Join the conversation on social media using hashtag TheStoicLife. Let's build a community of calm and confident individuals together. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.